So we have finished our live broadcast, but as ever, we like to bring you some little extra bits, some leftovers, as it were, from late lunch. We're up at Milltown. We've been here all afternoon with Adam Quayle, head gardener, and Tanya Anderson from Lovely Greens, of course. I'm currently in the bathhouse. It's not a bathhouse anymore. Look at these fantastic tools from, I'm going to say, yesteryear. This looks particularly dangerous. Look at that. We've lost Beth, though, so follow me, Ben. We're going to come through here and see where she's gone. I thought she might have just gone to try and find some tea and cake, but oh no, I think she's... Well, I can see Tanya and Charles and Adam. Oh, I've spotted her. She's lounging. Look at that bench over there. That girl looks like she owns the place. What is she like? Ignore her anyway. As much as she's pretty, we're here for the garden. The garden is absolutely beautiful. There is so much still blooming here. And as we heard on the programme earlier, speaking with Adam, Tanya and Charles Gard as well, there's plenty to eat in the garden too. There's so much produce. We've got... Oh, here she is.
Hiya. Sorry, I've just been really busy. I've just been trying to find some bits to look at
really?
In the garden. And yeah.
You know we saw you.
Sorry?
Yeah, you're on video and everything, Beth. It's fine. We know where to find you. We basically look for a nice cosy spot where you can just lounge.
Could have been worse. I could have gone for tea and cake, you know, but true. I waited around for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So we've persuaded Adam Quayle and Tanya Anderson and Charles Gard to stay with us for a little bit longer so we can explore what I suppose you would call the sort of main part of the garden that most people who've been up here to Milltown will have experienced already. And this place is so beautiful and it changes throughout the year. The experts are over there. Shall we ask them to describe it for us?
They look like the Three Monkeys, don't they? Which one's which, do you reckon? Let's not go there. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
We're all relaxed now, aren't we, now that the show's over and we're just...
Squish up, Adam.
Tanya,
I'm going to sit on the bench.
What's been your most enlightening part of your tour around the garden so far? What ideas are you going to steal, basically, is what I'm asking you.
I think... If the first impression when you walk into the gardens here is that, you know, it is kind of late in the season, you're not quite sure what to expect, and a lot of our gardens are starting to look a little bit brown and bedraggled, but there's so much color here, and there are flowers that are blooming right now that should not be blooming, and that's due to that microclimate again. And the scent is incredible. You're actually, I think, sitting on a rose.
Oh, dear.
Oh, whoopsie. She was indeed.
Well, that's like flower pressing, isn't it?
Exactly. But just have a smell of that.
Oh, not now.
Yeah, not now.
Once it smelled rather nice. I'd say about 4.5 minutes ago it had a beautiful scent to it. Now it's something very different indeed. What was it before Beth sat on it, Tanya?
Well, I think Adam can explain it a little bit better.
Yeah, so it's a shrub rose, which is, you get the wild roses called Rosa rugosa, and this is basically a hybrid form of that. And they have all the lovely nostalgic scents that, you know, you'd sort of associate with childhood, you know, that you'd have in your granny's garden. But these don't have any of the labour that traditional roses have. Shrub roses, you don't really need to prune them. They look after themselves. And as you can see, they're still blooming now. So great for year-round scent as well.
And you say that the nostalgia, is that because now people just choose such very different plants now?
Yeah, they do. But I think everybody, you know, who has had a garden or has went to their, you know, grandparents or their parents' garden, you know, roses has always been quite a large feature in the sort of British gardens, I'd suppose. So, we want to bring that back to people that they can appreciate the gardens, but also to give them some sort of feeling of nostalgia and, you know, common place, you know, from childhood, I suppose.
Now, during late lunch, Charles, I think, mentioned a jungle garden.
Tell us about that, Adam.
Yeah, so we've got a jungle garden, and that is planted with large tree ferns and palms, and it really gives you a sort of tropical feel when you're walking through there. And just in the past 2 weeks, we've developed it somewhat, and we've put meandering paths through there, turf pathways, so you won't actually be able to walk on there for the next month, but after that, yeah, there's the beautiful walk it will be, and there's focal points either end, but you're still meandering, so yeah, it's lovely feel it'll have.
And Charles Gard, you are chair of the trustees for the Milltown estate, and the real sense I think you get from people who work here is it's not just a job. There is a genuine love for this place from everybody who's connected with it.
That's absolutely true. everyone's totally committed, and Adam and the team just do fantastic work. He's always brimming with ideas, coming forward with new concepts, and I hope I live long enough to see most of them come through. The one thing we haven't mentioned is the maze that we are going to plant on the big mill field at the back. I've had it all drawn out. It's going to be in the shape of the Isle of Man, and you'll be able to, it's based on Ilium Doane's story actually. The only thing that, and we have private sponsorship for it, the only problem we've got is choosing the right shrub that will stand what is occasionally a waterlogged field in the winter. So Adam's planted about 8 or 9 samples of different types, and we're just letting them survive for a year to see which ones die and which ones survive, and then we'll order thousands of them in and have a big planting session.
So much fun. There'll be so many families running around there getting lost.
Oh, there really will be. What a wonderful afternoon here. Yeah. Tania, it is going to be the last time I talk to you just for a little while. Just looking ahead to the next couple of months, the sort of things that people need to be doing in their gardens?
Basically, just tidy up if you want to. You don't actually even need to tidy up, because actually leaving some leaves around and flower heads actually creates habitat for wildlife.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. 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 Is that what you do?
Yeah. I thought maybe that was the best way forward. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're just giving her an excuse, yeah, Tanya, to not do anything.
Well, she's a natural gardener.
Did you hear that, everyone? Everyone hear that? Charles, any jobs going? Hey, Adam, you, somebody else on your team?
I'm not going to give them the chance to respond to that, because they don't know what they're letting themselves in for, honestly.
Carry on, Tanya.
Yes, but it's just doing what you'd like to do and amending the soil, protecting it from winter weather as well. So if you have any exposed bits, make sure that it's got some good mulch on it, or it's covered in a cover crop so that the soil doesn't wash away, basically. And then also we're going to be going into the winter, proper winter, and that's seed catalog time. So just kind of dreaming and planning and working out what you're going to grow for next year.
Putting it on your Christmas list. Tania, it has been fascinating over the past few months. Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you again very soon.
Thank you very much for having me, as always.
And while we're here at Milntown, Charles, just let people know the opening time so they can come and have a look at these beautiful gardens.
Well, actually, we're open every day from 10 till 5. It'll be 10 to 4 during the winter months, but all the details are on our website and the details of all our wonderful events.
Adam Quayle, Charles Gard and Tanya Anderson, thank you very much. And you, Beth. You
know,
you did
all
right today.
You're very
well done. Go and spread some leaves and flower heads around your garden.
Tea and cake. Is the cafe still open?
Yes, it is, of course.
Brilliant. Bye.